Order, order! Do you kids want to be like the real UN? Or do you just want to squabble and waste time?
Come on.
Ryan, that was really interesting. That was really interesting, those things you said about your support of Hamas before the podcast started.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm so glad to hear that you agree wholeheartedly with me and that you wish that we could be sponsored by the brave...
the brave Hamas freedom fighters of Gaza.
Of the Mujahideen.
Okay, can we... Okay, actually, I have been kind of thinking about that. But it does end with like the gallant fighters of Afghanistan, and I know it doesn't say the like brave Mujahideen heroes, but that is essentially what it is saying.
Yes, it's one of those things where it essentially says that. Yes,
yeah, like it does say that, and Rambo joins Al-Qaeda at the end of the movie.
Rambo, your plane
is not going to hit the Twin Towers.
Welcome to Stargate Oversight, a podcast where we cannot go an episode without talking about 9/11. I am your host, Octisha Frost. My pronouns are she and her.
Hi, my name's Hope Mercury. I am the representative for the Outstellar Dimension. My pronouns are she and it, and I would like to get back to my hot wife and my Gundam sister.
Oh,
I would like to commit the world's like worst attempts at murder.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm Ryan. My pronouns are.
Oh yeah,
your
right,
pronouns are Kill and Dozer.
Hi, I'm Ryan. Kill Dozer's Revenge. My pronouns are. What the hell is that tasty little child?
Yes.
Are you going to eat that child?
As you may have heard at the end of last episode, Ryan was eaten and replaced by an XL plea.
I am going to miss him, especially this like extremely like terrifying dog I have next to me now, which is like tearing my microphone apart simply by like putting his paw on it, and I'm afraid I won't last the episode.
Its paw is as big as my hand.
Oh god, Storm the cat, no! No!
Oh no, the cat's killing her bit. You can tell we're a UK podcast, can't you? We're talking about this shit!
Yeah,
so I've got a great announcement to make, everybody.
Yeah.
Hope.
Mm-hmm.
In honor of your service to this country.
Oh, no.
And the great things that you have done in the course of this podcast, you are hereby promoted to the rank of Big Boss.
Oh, it feels so hollow. I can see the people I've killed.
I have been demoted to the rank of Slightly Solid Snake.
Oh, but he's Flaccid Snake now.
No, I like Slightly Solid Bella. It's like... It adds an air of, like, you know, suspense into how solid.
I can't believe I killed my wife, the boss. She was part of my polycule. How could I?
The boss was not part of your polycule. The boss, like, was the polycule. Like,
yeah, the boss had her own polycule with the fucking, the fear, the fury.
Yeah. The boss was not your mummy, GF. She was just your mummy.
Like, I will not stand for slander of Metal Gear and getting the fact that the boss is just the mummy wrong. Like, that is, nah. That is...
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Slanderous.
So, yeah,
I'll stand for slander of anyone else, but not Metal Gear.
I'm gonna end up being bullied into playing the Metal Gear Remastered on stream.
I mean, you're playing Yakuza right now?
I played, like, 4 hours of it, then I went back to playing Elden Ring.
Hey, you should carry on playing Yakuza.
I need to finish Elden Ring.
Yeah, you don't need to play it on stream.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I need to finish Zero off stream before I can even start playing Yakuza 1.
Well, yeah, we're going to bully you to play Mugga Slot at some point, though.
Yeah.
That will happen. Yeah. We're gonna bully you into playing Snake's Revenge, a game that probably neither Ryan nor I have actually played.
I have looked at it from afar.
You say the name Snake's Revenge, and what comes to mind is Custer's Revenge, but with Snake.
I mean, it's thankfully not that. It's not that, thankfully.
Thank fuck.
Yeah, snakes.
I was going to see you not that far off and see if you fucking believe me.
I wouldn't believe you, but...
So, like, Snake's Revenge, so Metal Gear 1 originally came out for the Microsoft MSX2 computer in Japan, and it was eventually ported over to the NES, which also saw a Western release of the game. It's not exactly the same game. It starts in a different location. There's different item placements. Some of the bosses are changed. The final boss is completely changed from the big confrontation with Metal Gear to blowing a computer up with some C4.
Damn.
Mostly, a lot of these changes are mostly just because of the NES having weaker hardware than the MSX2. But
but they ended up having like long-reaching consequences for like people's lore, like Bibles. So,
Then Konami decided to greenlight a sequel to Metal Gear on the NES, which was Metal Gear 2 Snake's Revenge, sequel that Kojima hadn't been told about, consulted all, had no involvement in whatsoever.
Is this the one starring everyone's favorite femboy from Fortnite, Raiden?
No, because Raiden didn't come around until...
So basically, Kojima got pissed off with this and then made his own Metal Gear 2.
Yeah,
for the MSX2 again, which is the actual Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake, which is the actual Metal Gear 2.
There has been 3 Metal Gear 2s.
Yes.
3?
Yeah.
Metal Gear 6 Revenge, which is Metal Gear 2, Metal Gear 2, and Metal Gear Solid 2.
Well, it's not Metal Gear 2, it's Metal Gear Solid 2.
You know what I mean, though.
Metal Gear 2 Snake's... Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake, featuring everybody's favorite deadly poisonous Zanzibar hamsters.
Yep.
Mm.
In fact, was it Metal Gear 2 Kojima's version of Metal Gear 2 that ended up influencing V? Or was that the... Yeah, it was. Yeah, right?
Hmm?
Okay, yeah.
Metal Gear Snake was because of Metal Gear 2, right? Like... You know, the idea of, like, wasn't Venom, like, implemented to, like, explain some parts of Metal Gear Solid 2 or something?
We're entering into spoiler territory because we want to make sure play this game, so...
Spoiler!
Yeah, but
I've played 5, I've played Revenge.
Oh, you played 5,
I've seen a Maxor video.
Okay, you played 5. Okay, never mind.
I knew she played 5. That's why I wasn't like...
All right. Okay. So yeah. They basically invented the whole thing of that there were two big bosses.
Yes.
To excuse how like, it's really dumb how he could have survived. Which they didn't really need to do, considering spoiler alert. At some point later on in the series, he survives anyway, but.
No,
it has little impact. It has very little impact. The fact that he does has very little fucking impact, right? But
I actually have 85% completion on the achievements for Metal Gear Solid 5.
Then you should play the other Metal Gears, Jesus Christ.
But anyway, we're not here to talk about endlessly about Metal Gear like we do in a lot of these episodes for some reason. We're actually here to talk about Stargate.
Wait, what's that?
Yeah, what's that?
It's the television show this podcast focuses on.
Right. Oh, yeah, this is the story about Air Force operatives, Solid Snake and Raiden going to other planets and massive cock given to them.
Exactly. This is the episode Fair Game.
Yes.
And we begin the episode off with a little ceremony because Carter has received a promotion.
She has. She is now Major Carter.
Oh yeah, we'd love to see a girl win.
She girl bossed her way to majorhood.
Mm-hmm. And so Jack is about to, he's called out to deliver his speech, and is immediately teleported.
Yes.
Okay, but like he starts his speech, is then teleported, and then it cuts to him on Thor's ship, and he's finishing his speech. So that implies two things. That one of two things. That implies that this teleportation has like it takes time, or Jack didn't realize he'd been teleported until he finished doing his speech.
Like, it's like he shut his eyes yes. and just started, like, fucking...
I mean, it's Jack. He really was not paying attention to the speech. He was just like, also, I love Carter. I want to fuck her, but I wasn't paying attention.
There's some, like, bad subtext here of this moment's about Carter. Jack, teleported away to four!
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a big moment for Carter, and now we have to teleport Jack away to make him the focus of the scene instead.
Like, the most important moment in Stargate's fucking history essentially is happening right now. Bye, Carter!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, to talk to this fucking guy again, Thor.
This time played by Michael Shanks.
I am Thor.
Wow! Well, he must have had some really, really strange makeup on this one.
Yeah, yeah, it took them 12 hours to get him into the makeup.
It's an early CGI, like one of the first, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jack. We heard about you killing Hathor. We think that.
Yeah, the system lords are so mad at you right now.
Yeah, bestie.
Yeah, they're like, can these like dudes please stop like murdering all of us? Like, we want to kill them now for in retaliation.
Yeah, we're gonna send,
and then,
like,
and then Jack
chairs.
Is like, how could this happen? They retaliating for us killing them? Who could have seen this coming?
But like, Hathor wanted to kill them all. We did them a favor. Like, we saved
well
them.
Yeah, well I think this episode establishes that like the Gwold work on the little brother principle.
Yes they do.
Like, this is my little brother to bully and kick around. Yes. Not yours.
Yes. Exactly.
So yeah, they're way stronger than Apophis. They got like 20 kabillion ships. They're gonna murder the shit out of all of you.
And,
so
we're gonna add
you to like the intergalactic UN as like the
Do not bully. You're going on the do not bully list.
Exactly.
You're going on the Israel list of the intergalactic.
Sorry.
That doesn't even make sense, Ryan.
I know it doesn't. It's just funny. Do you think I give a fuck?
No. But yeah, so we can't actually help you because reasons. You're gonna need to do the negotiation.
Yeah, we can invite them to your house, and
you have to make the play area ready for them.
Exactly. And Jack thinks that this is cringe and cock behavior.
And then Thor's like, "Yeah, 100 ships, Earth go kaboom." He's like, "Yeah, okay, fine."
So he goes back and he tells Hammond about this. And Hammond is like, well, we can't trust the Asgard. We don't even know if they vote Democrat or Republican.
And it's like, at this point, I'm literally sitting there going, oh, God, it's one of those Hammond episodes again. Oh,
we don't
hell.
Know if they even like Texas brisket.
We don't
South
know.
They
might. Have you considered Jack,
New York brisket? By God!
Jack, have you considered the fact that they might support civil rights?
Jack, have
yes,
you considered
have
that they might like a pastrami sandwich instead of a good American
yeah.
barbecue
what if,
sandwich?
Yeah, I mean, they act like they're Scandinavians, but for all we know, they could be our Italians.
Are they even
worse?
White?
Which is worse than Hammond? Like, I actually, I'm like, I'm
definitely,
that.
Definitely Italians.
Yeah,
like, no
I
contest.
Italians?
Yeah, goddamn Italians.
Oh no,
we gotta stop these Italians, Jack.
Next,
you'll be allowing the Irish into this base.
Okay. Wait a minute.
They're like, but we would have to get the system lords to even agree to negotiate with us. And then Thor appears saying, the system lords have agreed to negotiate. Oh, okay.
I do love how the Asgards are basically like, look, we don't, you're so beneath us, we'll help, but like, Jesus.
Yeah, basically throughout this episode, like, Thor enters their, like, TeamSpeak channel randomly.
It's like the fucking guy who, like, you've, like, teamed up with a random guy who happens to be platinum rank and you don't know it, and he's, like, telling you, like, what are you doing? Hey, what? Fucking idiots.
Listen, I will help you. I could potentially come to your aid if you fuck this up, and like, I can 4v1 the enemy team, but, you know, if you guys do better, I don't have to, like, flex. I don't have to show off. I'm busy, like, fucking this twink.
So, I was talking to the system lords, and I told them that, Jack, you're gonna represent this entire planet. You know why? Because I thought it would be funny.
Yeah, for a joke.
Yeah, for a joke, we've made this kill everyone military guy be the negotiator for Earth.
We thought it would be a real funny time.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like, could you reconsider? And Thor's like, no, and then leaves.
No, they're expecting you, Jack.
Yeah, Jack, yeah. Appoints a random soldier as the spokesperson for all of Earth, does not elaborate, leaves.
Yep. you gotta, give the Gould the chambers they want, take all the weapons out of the base, you've got to make everyone look smart.
You missed the most important part of this.
Mm-hmm.
We made this joke last episode, but this is a real military PowerPoint.
They get the real military PowerPoint, and Daniel is teaching them history.
And they just start showing the fucking, like, literal, like, MS Paint pyramid. Now, this is a pyramid.
Yeah, so we got this dude, this dude Kronos, he's, like, really sick. He didn't like Apophis.
We starting with Kronos.
Yeah, this is Kronos, the daddy of the Greek gods. He's so influential. He also banished, like, the other really powerful Gould. He's called, you know, Satan.
Okay, yeah, there's question. Also...
Are we going to see a Satan Gould?
Yeah, that's Sokar. Fuck, sorry, that's a...
we also have Yu, who is... Jack makes a racist joke about his name because it's Chinese.
Yeah, we have the literal Golden Emperor of China.
Yeah, this dude... Yu.
Lord Yu, who does not give a shit because he's literally on the other side of the galaxy.
So... Yeah, I don't care. Like, I don't care what happens here. I'm just here because, like, it's something to do, I guess.
I'm old and bored. I want to go see the Great Wall of
humans,
China.
Whatever, fine.
Yeah, we have Kronos, who hated Apophis, and you killed Apophis. There's Yu, who doesn't give a shit, and there's Nerty, who wants to kill all of you.
Yeah, there's Kronos, Yu, and Traitor McTraitorface.
Wants to kill all of us.
Yeah.
Wait, why is she allowed to be on the committee? That seems kind of, like, biased.
Look, she just killed an SGC team and an entire planet to blow up Earth. She's fine.
Can we just get Hathor and, like, have Daniel talk to her instead? I'm sure
she's dead.
I know.
You killed
her.
The
way this show works, I was half imagining Hathor just go, "Hello, I'm alive." And
the reason they're holding this whole thing is because killed Hathor.
Like, at the end of the episode, just Hathor pops up. Like,
that would be quite funny. Like,
oh yeah, we also forgot to mention the overseeing the whole, like, ceremony thing earlier was the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, he's still here now.
So he's still here, and he's going to be like,
by the way.
Yeah, he's going to be here to, like, I guess be the mouthpiece for the president. Because Bill Clinton was too busy, you know.
Yeah, he's on the island.
He's too busy considering. He's too busy to consider the fate of the entire planet, so. Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm just imagining at the end, they just, like, drag out Hathor. Like, yeah, we didn't actually kill her. She's been alive in our basement. Take
Hathor
in exchange.
That's what I was imagining would be really
Hathor in exchange for, like, a good treaty deal.
Yeah, we gotta prepare for the summit. You gotta get rid of all your weapons, take all this gold shit, take it out of here, get it out of here!
No staff weapons, Teal'c. Take the hand device. Leave the
Teal'c, take, come on, buddy! They managed to coax it off him, but he's not happy about it.
No, and he's like, I will not, like, serve the gold in any capacity, I will not be their fucking butler.
Yeah, fair. Right.
Yeah.
It is interesting how, like, no matter what Teal'c has done, the Gould just take one look at Jafar and go, "Ah, you." It's like,
yeah, except half the time they look and go, "Jafar Takri." Like, they fucking hate his guts because they know who he is.
Like, I'm just a little Jafar boy. I'm just a little
birthday boy.
I'm just a little birthday boy.
Yeah. So they all each arrive. I mean, like. I think, like, Nerty and you, like, look the parts, I think.
Yeah, you especially.
And then Kronos, is like, I can only describe this as, like, the actor sort of seeming like Nishiki from the Yakuza movie.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He's just, like, some fucking guy.
Yeah, he's wearing a sheepy kilt.
Like Kronos even needed to be, like, a fucking, like, tiny man who is just, like, in presence, or needed to be, like, an 8-foot tall jack dude wearing, like, a toga.
Yeah, they need to get a wrestler.
This is just, like, when we first see Nishiki in the Yakuza movie, and it's just this, like, fucking goober slowly coming up the escalator.
Yeah. I'm not even trying to be an ass. I feel like Kronos, the way, like, he's meant to be portrayed, should be either, like, an absolute...
Yeah, this is bad casting. This was bad casting.
Of a human. Like actually, like, you know, like, Hope might have been right, like, a wrestler, or, like, a fucking withered old man who just has the eyes of, I will fucking, some, or you will die if you question me in any way. It shouldn't have been, like, dude.
Bad news, he's got several more appearances.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So,
double checking. Oh, that's a book. He's got one more appearance. He'll be
okay,
back.
So Al Gord, yeah, so they're arriving and they get shown their quarters, and Kronos has a little fit over it's not good enough for me. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude.
You're on a military base in
it turns out it's the cameras they're pissed at, though.
He's pissed about the room being shitty.
That's true.
They hear commotion outside. And Nerty is arguing with Tiak about the cameras that are in their room.
Mm.
And so they're like, fine, we will take away the cameras from your rooms, but we will leave them out in the corridor. That way, it can specifically engineer a plot point later on in the episode.
Because we are, in fact, watching an episode of BBC's The Traitors, also known as the hit game Amogus.
So, yeah, Kronos immediately. Kronos immediately sees Teok and is like,
"Beef time."
I will. Yeah, this fucker. I do not want to see you ever fucking again.
I want him dead. I want him dead. I want him now.
Yeah. So, like, Teok and Daniel go off on their own together, and then he's like, "Okay, what's the deal with that, buddy?"
Oh yeah.
Puffis and Kronos, they were enemies and we fought a bunch. Daniel's like, that is not the reason, dude.
What is happening here?
Oh yeah, he killed my dad.
Oh.
Like, after setting him up to fail, he was like, you failed me for the last time. Please touch your hand to the metal plate.
Yeah, my father was his first prime, and he killed him. And so we fled to Chulak, and I became the first prime of his mortal enemy to seek revenge. Then I was like, shit, that's not good.
No. That's kind of funny, though.
that might slightly hurt our chances at negotiations here.
If you follow it for like 5 seconds, it's like, I became the first prime of his mortal enemy and then got his mortal enemy killed.
Yep.
Surely Kronos would be like, you have redeemed your father's mistakes, rather than, rah!
I mean, the problem is Teok has still betrayed the ghoul, so...
Yeah, I know. But Teok's so cool.
So Jack's getting ready for, like, the world's worst, like, UN summit.
Yep. And
the world's worst UN summit is actually fixing the fucking Gaza Strip issue. That's the world's worst UN summit.
But,
and you know it.
Yeah, we know it. We find out that, Kronos also probably sent Agent 47 bracket shit after Jolinar.
Yep.
And she really doesn't like him either.
I was like, oh no, man, there's two people who fucking hate this guy now.
Shit, we got two people who are sus. I ain't got it. It's somewhere.
They get booted out of the room now because it's time for Jack to meet with the Gould.
Yes.
All right.
And Thor once again pops into the team speak.
Yep.
All right, Jack, negotiator extraordinaire. Jack
Thor logs into the server.
Thor logs on, and Jack immediately tanks the whole thing.
Yeah, because it's like, so Kronos, Nerti, and you are just like arguing with each other.
And Jack's like, hey, stop arguing.
He does like the classic American thing where he's basically like snapping his fingers and going, English, please.
I mean, the fact is, Jack is just a foolish samurai warrior.
Yeah, he's just like, can we speak English, please, you fucking idiots? To which the ghouls get angry and leave. Yeah, they immediately get angry and leave.
Apparently we said hello, insulted each other, and broke for recess.
Like the real UN.
Daniel has to like write a letter saying we're so sorry, please forgive us.
Oh fuck. The Simpsons bit, do you want to squabble or do you want to be like the real UN?
I can only imagine this looks like this letter Daniel sends looks
the
like
kid
the
can grovel real good.
No, yeah, it looks like you've seen like Always Sunny in Philadelphia when they do like the Charlie writing jokes.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of incomprehensible pictures.
It's literally just like fucking it's like hieroglyphic doodles.
Exactly. And they're all like, I don't get this. What is he trying to say? This one says, can I see your wine selection?
This one says, where is it way to the library? And this one says...
Oh, God. The SGC is just like the fucking British government, and they have their own wine cellar, and they pay for like the SGC's upkeep through selling off ancient wine from other planets and buying in other wine.
I mean, the Air Force kind of does that, but they just drink it.
They drink the British wine, but they also sell off. Like, they spent so much money on it over COVID. It's ridiculous.
They agree to see them again, and we get meeting number two.
Yes, we get meeting number two. And it's time... Oh no, before that, mm-hmm. Thor comes in and explains the deal. So, we've got a big problem in our galaxy, and we can't go to war with the Gould. So, the Gould is scared of us and deal with everything for us. So, please maintain the masquerade, because otherwise something's gotta give. Also,
I basically took this as, we're essentially dealing with the Borg right now. The Gould are basically like the Romulans. They don't matter. But they will cause a problem because we can't fight them while fighting the Borg.
Yeah.
That's what this felt like to me.
You have no idea how right you are.
It's
fucking Leonardo da Vinci again. Fuck you.
So we get our meeting, and they're like, all right, if you accept Earth into the list of very special places we don't have, we will allow you to fly your ships into this place we've never heard of. And also, just this little other tiny clause that humans are not allowed to advance the technology.
Yep.
Huh?
What?
We can't let you develop more than the point where you're a threat to the Gould.
Also, you have to give up both of your Stargates.
How
did and give
he
us
know?
Hosts. Yeah, how did they know about the two Stargates? That's a question.
Don't worry about it. Also, define technology. Because the fact is, right, you could go. Earth cannot build giant spaceships to go out and fuck the Gould up and build a Death Star, or Earth cannot turn itself into a Dyson sphere and everyone retreats into cyberspace.
Listen, they mean just like don't build weapons that can deal with the girl. That's what, you know what they mean.
Don't build space technology. Don't advance space technology any further.
But we have this man named Elon Musk who wants to go to Mars.
Kill him.
Is he capable of doing it? No. Right then.
Yeah, it's fine then, yeah.
Yeah, they just be like, yo, we need to keep our place in the treaty. Would you like this one Dutch fuckwit?
Sorry,
South African.
Wow, I can't believe you're being so racist to the South Africans, to the white South Africans. They've been through so much.
They've not been through enough.
Yeah, they lost their slaves.
They deserve to suffer more.
Can you imagine how you'd feel if you lost your slaves?
The Truth and Consequences Commission did not go far enough.
So
execute them in the fucking street.
So,
so that's probably the hardest I've ever been on the podcast. Fuck me.
We get our little debriefing. We get our little debriefing after the meeting, and they're like, so they want us to give up gate travel, and the Secretary of Defense is like, yep, we're doing it.
To me, President Clinton, continue going to his island vacation. This is fine. They didn't ask for us to give up nonsense.
And goes, if we do that, we die.
Yeah.
Like, what are you on about? Like, these guys are, like, the most betrayal-based thing ever.
So, Jack decides to go and consult
Thor,
and Thor does the most, like, annoying Redditor thing, and he's just like, actually him the whole time. He's like, could you just, like, give me a straight answer? And he's like, this little plebeian, like, he's like, you think you can get the answer out of me?
What do you mean, Jack?
5 seconds away from going, oh, you sweet summer child. Like, literally 5 seconds away.
Yeah, basically every time Jack is, like, asking him a question, is like, do you think we should do this? His response is, I don't know. Do you think you should do that?
This is just like, this, Jack, you can make it yourself.
Dude, we're doing this for your benefit as well. Fucking give me an answer!
No. Yeah, could you, like, give me your opinion anyway? And he's like, no.
Fuck you.
Nah, I'm out. Peace.
It's like, didn't you say you're literally unable to do anything if the Gould attack you? Mm. Yeah? Well, why is it just up to me then?
So yeah, Jack returns and he immediately finds out, yeah, President doesn't care. He's like, yeah, close it, whatever.
Yeah, it's cool. We're gonna have to take their word for it.
So it's like, well, we're gonna have to do this then. And immediately, like, alarms are blaring and they're like, Teal'c and Kronos are unconscious and covered in blood.
Yeah, we're gonna have to call an emergency meeting because something sussy has happened.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah. Teal'c's ghoul thing, he's healing him, you know, it's doing all the stuff, but Kronos, oh man, his host is dying and his symbiote's not good enough.
How?
It's soy and cringe.
He got like hit with a pipe wrench. That's about like what happened.
Like the Gould, like the more the Gould like show up, the more they're like, you can be like taken out with a fucking 2x4. Like what?
Yeah. At like the start, it's like, your puny weapons will not work on me. Then it's like, oh, their actual energy thing doesn't stop bullets, and now it's like they can be hit over the head.
You can literally bonk a ghoul. Like,
yes.
Yeah, what? So they're like, we've got security footage of Teal'c walking into his room.
Yep.
And then something happens, and they're like, oh shit, well this doesn't look good, does it? No. This looks like we sent a guy in there to just beat the shit out of this guy.
Think we're going to have to throw Teal'c out the airlock for being an imposter.
Stop it.
So they're like, okay.
This is just
like, okay.
An Among Us episode, though.
So they're like, okay. Look, we're going to have to come clean. We're going to have to tell you and Nerty about this.
Hey, what if we use the healing hand device that we have? What if we let Nerty use it?
And Nerty's like, whoa, he's too far gone. Whoa.
We have to take him home. What if it's sarcophagus?
Gonna have to bone, so I mean, take him home. I like how Yu takes her word for it and doesn't try himself.
Using the hand device is for women.
I think it's just like meant to be like these guys. Yu just doesn't care.
Yeah, Yu
so
is
much.
So old; he's out of fucks to give. He is Gould senile.
Yeah, he's like, we're leaving.
He's just been released from hospital from having his enlarged prostate checked. He's just vibing right now. Some guy fingered him and he's like, this has changed my life.
So this is not good. So Jack is like, I should go talk to Thor again. He will give me non-answers.
And Thor is like, fuck you, buddy. Peace out. I gotta go.
Yeah. He's like, here's the thing is, so if you let them take Kronos, they'll kill you. If you don't, they'll kill you. You're fucked. I'm out. Bye.
Good luck. Sort this out your
Thanks,
way.
Thanks, Thor.
Yeah.
Thanks for your fucking help, Thor.
Mm. And so Thor leaves and Jack's like, alright, we're gonna handle this the Earth way by breaking all the rules.
Yeah, we're gonna break all of their laws and we're gonna be like, nope, this is the United States of America, bitch. Put your hands up, we've got guns.
Yeah, sorry, you are currently under arrest for illegally attempting to enter the United States.
I'm
like, this is legitimately the best thing they could have done in this scenario. Just like, no, fuck
this. We're handing the gold over to ICE.
Oh man, the Gould are evil, horrible, have done many bad things. They have no idea what they're dealing with.
The Gould do not deserve ICE. They do not deserve ICE. They're preparing the human crates upstairs to put them in, you know?
Yeah, the Secretary of Defense is like, the president is about to like tell the UN that, so we
bungled the diplomatic meeting so hard. Aliens are going to destroy
us. Our entire planet is going to be destroyed.
Yep.
Like, wait, who are you negotiating with? Oh, you know, the aliens. System lords of the aliens.
Just the aliens we've been involved with the whole time. We didn't tell you about
and the ones that we've been basically claiming full rights to all the technology for as well. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, Teal'c wakes up and's like, yeah, Kronos was like, yo dog, come hang out. I want to talk to you about the whole dead dad thing.
I don't want to hit you up in my DMs.
Please, dude. I have not been fucked by just such a big, beefy, muscular.
But then when I arrived, he was like, I did not send you those DMs.
But it's from you. It's like, no, that's not me. I'm Kronos without the H.
And then an invisible person bonked us over the head with a 2x4.
But it was you. It had a blue tick on it. It was him. It could have been you.
Oh, it's 2021. Then blue ticks mean nothing.
So they're like, okay, there's no we didn't detect a Reto here, which means that one of the Gould here has to have
cloaking tag.
Cloaking tech.
It's Hathor. So, it's probably her, right?
No, she's dead.
Fuck.
So it's gotta be the woman.
Yeah, it's gotta be the woman because women are tricksy and evil.
Because women be cray.
Women be cray cray. Yes.
I mean, it is a fair assessment to be it's her because we've already established that Yu does not give a single shit.
Yeah, but the fact that we've established Yu does not give a shit means that I would be suspicious of Yu because he's either playing the I don't give a shit card.
Well, no, but he's like, he's literally like so far away from you guys that he doesn't care what happens to Earth. There is no reason for him to interfere.
Yu is senile.
And then there is the person who we have already established wants us dead.
Yeah, you have a choice between senile old man and evil bitch that will do genetic experiments on people for fun.
Yeah, we've already been told wants to kill you.
Yeah.
So they
She's
come
already
up with the,
like, tried at this point. Remember the fucking Nakoda bomb in Cassandra?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love that.
Yeah, so Carter was like, yeah, what if I try to use the hand thing?
Holy shit. I can do the hand thing.
Remember, you're a woman. You can do the hand.
You have to be a woman.
Believe in the heart
device.
Of the card. Believe in the heart of the cards.
I draw, and I draw Monster Reborn.
I draw Pot of Greed.
But what does it do?
It allows me to draw two more cards from my deck.
But what does it do?
So yeah, she's like agonizing and being like, finally, it works. And yeah, well, Kronos is healed now, which means, okay, absolutely confirmed that Nerti was like, oh, this doesn't work. What a shame, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're like dead to rights at this point.
Yep.
So they're like, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to go up to Nerti and we're going to be like, we know everything. Trust us.
Yeah, we've got you dead to fucking rights. We caught you venting.
I mean, actually, the plan works because it's like, yeah, because they're like, they basically bullshit that they know everything and they know that she has, like, illegal cloaking technology, question mark?
Yes, the Asgard have banned cloaking tech.
Yeah, and then you was like, hold up, what?
Wait, I give a shit about
you
this.
Fucking
this
have
my
what?
Peaceful way of life.
You have me. Fucking what?
How dare you? The Asgard will fucking destroy us?
Yeah, so they're like, okay, Nerti, you're gonna get, like, blacksighted so hard when we get back.
And she's like, fuck you, I will not
space.
Be black-sighted. I have invisible
You're going to space Guantanamo?
Exactly, yes.
I don't want to go to space Guantanamo Bay. Do not put me on the wall. You need me on the wall. Whatever. I'm invisible now. Fuck you.
Yeah, she goes invisible.
Someone turning invisible in front of you. Dude!
Yeah, she goes invisible, runs away, and then they chase after her, and then hold her up with a gun, and it's over because the runtime of the episode is running down.
Yeah, these are the TERs that they use to kill Ritu, and Carter's like, make my day, bitch. Go on. I want to make you fucking explode.
If someone says, I did it, but I'm going to get away because I can turn invisible. And turns invisible 2 feet from you, tackle them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's immediately captured, like, within a minute of her grand plan. They're captured, and Kronos and you are taking them back, and they're like, all right. Okay, she was, like, fucking with you. This makes us look really bad. The Asgard are gonna, like, they're gonna be saying mean things on about Twitter about us. Mm-hmm. So why don't we let bygones be bygones? We'll promise not to fuck with you. You can keep your Stargate. But if you fuck with the other system lords, we will not help you.
Yeah, in fact, we will kill you if we catch you. And all come right. on, make my day. Let me catch you.
So, I mean, it ended better than the previous deal, so...
We have altered the deal. Be happy with it. Pray we do not alter it.
So I mean, Nerti made this the best possible outcome. Thanks, babe.
Yeah, she did. She girlbossed too hard, and... You know, it's what happens when you girlboss that hard.
Like, there is something incredible about how she thought this was going to go down. It's like you literally gave them everything they wanted to, like, make this work the best way for them. Well done.
Yep.
Like, her well plan done. Was, all right, cool. I take Kronos back to my place. I bonesaw him and I get his territory. And then we get to kill the Earthians.
And then I, like, send you the footage of him walking backwards out of my palace.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly
sped up and, like... It's like sped up footage.
Yeah, sped up walking backwards. The fucking Saudi special, yeah. Yeah, this is Kronos Khashoggi of the Khashoggi clan.
What if Mohammed bin Salman was Gaul?
It's gonna come up later in the season, but you can survive. Ghoul can survive fatal injuries. So, and
yeah, we found another ghoul on Earth. He's hiding in this place. He's called Neom.
Yeah, it's Mohammed bin Ghoul. In fact, of the bin Ghoul royal family,
it's Mohammed bin Apophis.
Oh, you know what? The worst.
This is the one that might get us killed. This is the episode that
imagine us, any of us actually going
Oh my god, no! But could you imagine how like? Fuck. Please tell me they don't do this. If they do a Islam gold.
I don't believe so.
Okay, good.
And Islam gold is just such a phrase.
Yeah, this is the Islam gold.
Like, you know it would be like handled in the worst possible way.
Oh yeah.
They don't. I mean,
and here he is, the Prophet Muhammad.
Good news, they don't.
Oh my god, I'm just imagining like I'm imagining that now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the show could have gone in that direction. I'm very glad it doesn't.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It mostly sticks to ancient Egyptian and that kind of time period until it doesn't. And even then, it sticks to the mythology it's rooted in. So don't worry. I hope you're ready for some weird takes on the Redacted.
The what?
The Redacted, because I'm not spoiling shit.
Well, that means nothing to us.
Exactly, my point. I'm not spoiling shit. But yeah,
it's kind of weird that you brought that up and been like, okay, we got nothing we could possibly say about that.
No, because it's future events such as these will affect you in the future. Like when we get to season 9.
All right, moving on, because I have no idea.
Yeah, I am not going to remember this by season 9. You're going to have to remind me of what happened in season 9.
Yeah, I hope you're ready. Okay, fine. I hope you're ready for Arthurian mythos.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so, fuck me. We did an episode in under an hour because this is a nothing burger of an episode. I wrote 1.5 pages of notes.
It's a nothing burger that we also had got out a lot of our jokes previously.
Yeah, I mean, also a big part of this episode is that the plot happens in the last, like, 10 minutes of it.
Again, they're slapping the Megas XLR resolve plot in last 5 minutes button.
Like, this episode started 5 minutes before they resolved it.
This episode is one of those, like, ones where you could describe it, like, over a cup of tea in, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's really...
I feel like this is an episode that should have had more going on, had a bit more build-up, and, in fact, maybe should have even been, like, a two-parter.
Here's the thing.
Because it's like the most good intrigue we've got in a while. It's kind of interesting, but it's just there.
This is the most important episode in Stargate plot for a very long time, because this basically means... Hey, we can't directly attack Earth anymore. So it's like, it's in the short term, it's a de-escalation, but in the long term, it's a massive escalation because, okay, if we want to get rid of Earth, we're going to have to do some major shit.
Like, it's going to have to be way more, like, dark than just fucking, like, shooting a cannon at it.
Yeah, like, this is what eventually leads to...
Well,
the Gould letting in some big bads from the cold.
Well, okay, come on.
I'm just being generic and not giving you details, but like...
How do I put this? Not giving us details? I'm like, you know how I work, Hope. I'll fucking figure it out.
Yeah, I know. It gets Please very much like... a... The Gould... Gould very much.
No,
it's going to maneuver them into a corner.
Cutting the mic.
Yeah, I'm trying to be quite vague about things.
You cannot be vague enough.
Honey, I don't want to be mean, but you're bad at being vague about
things. Yes, I know. How do you think I have so many girlfriends? I'm bad at being vague that I find women
hot.
You're
literally the spoiler queen. Like,
yeah, this is bad.
Come on.
I know.
So
about the American military?
Honestly, they did a pretty good job.
They're very good at playing Among Us.
In this one.
Absolutely incredible detective work. Solve a murder in like 2 minutes.
Inspector Zenigata would be proud.
Okay, to be fair, it was like world's most obvious murder. Most obvious suspect walks into a room, hits a guy over the head with a 2x4, and then like pretends that she doesn't know how to do first aid.
It's me when Blaze has looked at me and gone, Hope, you're the murderer in the very first round. And it's like, no, it's not me, I swear. And everyone's like, Hope, it's you.
You said that, and then you did like that voice, and I went, okay, it's Hope. It's like, what do you mean you only do that voice when you're lying? And you're like, what?
that's like the opposite of me. And like when I played Among Us, I would like when I was like doing tasks, like my like I would like focus on like just like reading the list. I'm like, okay, I go here next, and if someone like at the meeting asks me what my tasks were, and I'm like, I don't know, dude. I was just like looking where the map was telling me to go.
Also, I want to go back because...
Oh, for crying out loud. Why doesn't he tell us these things?
Yeah.
The fact that
Oh, yeah.
Like, now a plot point, and everyone's like, what the fuck, Tilk, buddy, why?
Well, again, it's the answer Tilk always gives. You didn't ask.
I'm sorry, the answer loses weight when it's like the system world coming to your door.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't think that was important information.
Tilk! Buddy! It's bad, Tilk. It's real bad. Holy shit. I guess we've got nothing more to say. Like,
Not really.
This episode is relative. It has a lot of, like, I guess long-standing, like, this is going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
But in terms of the actual episode, it's very, it's over, I guess. Like,
this feels like an episode where they were like, this has to happen for, like, the ongoing narrative.
Like, it's meant to be this big thing that's kind of sitting there, but it just ends.
Yeah, again, yeah, it's like, this is a thing that we need to happen, so I guess just make it happen in one episode. And this is what happens when you do that.
Again, we're going back to, do you kids want to stand around on AO Squabble, or do you want to be like the real UN? Which... Holy shit, we did an episode in under an hour.
Yeah.
Quick, we need to vamp and say random shit to like make it worth the listeners' time.
Metal Gear. No, we don't. I need to piss. Of
All right. Hope needs to piss. There will be an exclusive Patreon cut of this episode where you get to hear Hope pissing.
Oh, no.
Listen, if the listeners are into it, they can find me on my OnlyFans. Which doesn't exist.
Yeah,
hi, I've been Hope Freyorl. You can find me on Twitter, Twitch, and Blue Sky as variations of H Freyorl or Hope Freyorl.
Hi, I'm on Blue Sky and Twitch. I'm Arctisha Frost.
Also, fucking YouTube, which is where the episodes are up.
Oh yeah, they are
my
now.
YouTube. Yeah, Hope for H.
For some reason, it's Hope's YouTube, not our YouTube.
I did all the effort.
We didn't ask you that.
Oh, hey, we've got
give us the ad revenue
on the first commandment.
Give us the ad revenue.
Yeah, give us the engagement, the entertainment. Check out the episodes on YouTube, which do have some comedy graphics.
I mean, we're not big enough to have AdSense yet, Ryan.
I wish we were.
So one day we will be able to make like 0.00000000001 cent every time, like, 10,000 people watch it.
Yeah. I love it. Alright.
This episode is brought to you by Raytheon.
Yeah, the free arm of the free world.
They pay well.
Shout out to Raytheon.
If you're listening,
sponsor us.
If you take Raytheon money, you are kicked off the podcast, Ryan.
Mommy needs a new fucking pussy. Give me the Raytheon money.
I won't need the money anymore. I love the Raytheon podcast.
Fuck your
ass. Raytheon money.
Give me the Philosopher's Legacy. I need that fucking surgery that gives me the good pussy.
And give me the money because I just want to
look. $100 billion divided up across the whole world.
That's not that much money. What? I mean,
that's it's a fucking shitload. That's $100 billion in the 1960s.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Oh yeah,
that's a considerable amount of money.
The whole world right now.
I'm just gonna leave you guys to vamp.
Right, no, back. We're done. We're done. Hope we're done.
We are finishing this episode. Oh my god, did she actually leave?
Oh my, Hope, please, babe.
We can't end the episode.
Hope, honey.
Hope. We're not allowed to finish the episode. We actually had it under an hour episode. Hope fucking just left and made it now.
Hope.
listeners, we are basically panicking like hell right now.
I mean, I'm not panicking at all because Hope just has to clip us off at the end, so it's fine.
Yeah, like whenever she feels like. Whatever makes sense.
Yeah, this is just an entire section where Hope just has to like drag over and press delete, so it's fine.
So is this where you say like the most countable things possible and see when she cuts us off?
Yeah, so
yep.
Power World is I played it on Game Pass. It's a great game. It lets you relive parts of human history that we never got to experience, like the joy of owning another person.
Oh, you can experience that nowadays. It just you need to go a different, you know, you just go to a certain place and you can do it.
I was just playing on Game Pass and I found a random NPC and I started beating them up and threw a power sphere at them and I caught them. And then, like, magically out of thin air, like, the island police came to shoot me.
Oh. I have not played Power World at all. I've been playing Tsujimon. In
Yakuza.
Oh, yeah. I have no intention of playing Power World. I don't like crafting survival games.
I mean, I just have Game Pass at the moment, and it's on there, so I was just trying it out.
I mean, the main reason I'm not playing Power World is because I just don't care.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, I don't love it, I don't have any real attachment in any way.
As someone who has played it, I can say it is okay.
It's a video game of all time.
It's fine, it's a video game, it has... Okay, apart from, like, the stolen designs shit, which some of them are quite blatant, other than that, like, it's just a game.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of
figured... It's fine. It's fine.
it's a game that exists, and it feels like, for all the marketing I've seen and everyone talking about it, it just makes me think, like, you are enjoying Shadow of the Hedgehog 2004.
Honestly, the marketing was very simple. It was the fucking people who defended or hated it that made it way more. Like, it was both sides of the coin. The only reason this game ended up becoming as big as it was is because people screamed that they hated it. So people went, oh, fuck you, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Pokemon Company is probably not going after them.
Pokemon Company hasn't really made a properly good game for a while.
Well, no, I'm saying they've made like a statement which basically says, we know about Power World, stop adding us about Power World. If we thought that we had grounds to sue them, we would have already sued them. Shut the fuck up.
Guys, you don't understand how legal things work.
It takes a very long time. It's very slow.
Well, it's also like you need almost like a full like copyright infringement on like a big scale.
Like they've been going ham. They've been going ham on like modders who've been trying to put Pokemon mods into the game.
Because
so like
up copyright.
Yeah, so like they've been going on like if they really had like an actual like stand case against Power World, they would have already sent the cease and desist to them.
Yeah.
And
they haven't.
And the trailer came out how long ago? Which everyone like, went, it's Pokemon with guns.
It was like, that was like 2 years ago or something.
Yeah. So if they had a case, they would have done it then. They wouldn't be doing it now.
Yeah, I mean, like, Pokemon Company doesn't really care, is the thing.
No. It's also a completely different audience is playing Power World who's playing Pokemon, honestly.
Yeah.
And the people who buy Pokemon are not going to stop buying Pokemon because Power World's out.
Because Pokemon is Pokemon, and no matter how dog shit, no matter how much dog shit the next Pokemon game is, I will buy it and complain about it.
And I 100% agree.
Listen, I will buy the most recent Pokemon game and drool over Rika Pokemon and the fact that she is topping. She even now, it's like been 2 to 3 years. Japanese women are still like putting her at the top of lists of like hottest fictional characters. It's beautiful.
Nice.
Like, we stan a queen.
All right. Everybody reply wherever you're listening. Everybody, like, hit us up any way you can find us and tell us which character from the Pokemon series you'd like to fuck the most. Thank you. We're Star Guy Oversight.
I guarantee the split is going to be...
The split is going to be how old you were.
Yeah, half of it's going to be Rika and half of it's going to be Cynthia from Gen 4. That's it.
No, you don't. There's going to be a lot of people who, when they were a kid, it would have been Misty, but now it's weird.
No case.
Oh, God. No, there's going to be a lot of people who, even though she's a kid, that will still
be. She's a teenager. Yeah. No, too young.
Hey, it's like Evangelion fans, and on that note, let's end things off.
I mean,
coming in
if you
February,
want like a more well-known one, it's more like the people who had a massive crush on Azula and Shigo and stuff, yeah. And still kind of do. Now, Shigo's fine. She's an adult. But
yes. Coming anyway. In March, Evangelion 3.33, yes. The bonus episode.
Yeah, we're finally getting back to it.
Yeah. But coming, what's your bonus episode for February, Frosty?
That is the Takeshi Kitano movie, Hanabi.
Oh, yeah.
Or Fireworks, as it is known in
We're
English.
We're doing another Japanese movie that's old and arty and has things to say.
Another old Japanese movie.
It's not as old as Seven Samurai, though.
No. I mean,
also like
Harakiri I would have actually loved to do.
Oh, I probably will. If no one else does, I will probably.
No, you don't pick it, I'll pick it.
Yeah.
Something that always makes me like gets me with like those kind of movies is how do I put this? They're old, sure, but because of the filming, like, the way filming techniques change, they look so much older.
Like we mentioned this in the Seven Samurai bonus episode about some scenes where they look almost sped up, but that's just how the footage was that back then.
Well, no, it was sped up. They speed. Yeah, that's how they.
And it's like it's, as soon as a film is in black and white, it just looks like it's from the 1910s.
Mm.
Like it doesn't really. I know it doesn't isn't, but it just suddenly.
Well, a good part. I mean, Seven Samurai was, I think, a big part of why it seems a bit weird as a film as well. Is it's like, it's a movie that came out just before Technicolor.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, yeah, it came out in, like, the 50s. That's, like, really just before Technicolor, isn't it?
I'm not sure when Technicolor became prominent. I'd have to look up
that. Technicolor.
By the way, we've gone over an hour now because of this.
Technicolor dates back to 1916, but 1974 would probably be, like, the wide availability of...
I mean, well, no, it was in the 60s that Technicolor...
Yeah, but when was it used?
Prints or color like, by Technicolor used since 1954, it depends, because there's, like, five variants of Technicolor.
I mean, like I said, like, movies from the 60s were already in color.
So. Yeah, so you're probably talking about color by Technicolor, which would be 1954.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's like, right on the cusp of that thing, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Color by Technicolor. All right, thanks for listening to the extra hour of vamping, everyone. We hope you enjoyed it. Fuck off. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.